Dave Foley on Today FM.
I'm playing the music you love. Soft launch day 703. Good afternoon. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How you doing?
Great. I'm not doing great. I need to be honest about it. I've been kind of faking it. Mostly yesterday's show faking it. And if I'm being honest, I'm going through a bit of a wobble. You know this because you're living with me. You're my other half.
I spend hours with you every day, yeah.
And JP will tell you this, Ireland. I'm like a demon. I'm like an antichrist. And I think I was cycling in. By the way, I've been cycling in. And I'm thinking, I need to stop pretending that it's all right and just go, this is just what it is going to be like for a while until everything settles down again. I mean, like in my head, like, I'm just not in a good place. And I just think I just need to accept that I'm going to take it all out on JP for the next...
super. I did not know that that was going to be the solution, but okay.
I think, you know what, I need to... Instead of thinking I need to fix this...
Sure.
Or remedy the situation anyway, or try to control it... The advice that a lot of therapists and counsellors would usually give you is that you can't just all of a sudden change. You can't try and go, well, that's over now, I'll stop that. You've got to actually just write it out. So, JP, you're just going to have to write this out.
Wow, going to be a tough couple of days then.
JP's going to have to write my mood out. And I think it's because... And I was slagging... You know, I'm always slagging off my family and giving them a hard time and saying how much I hate them. But I think it's... Hey, look, everyone has it. Everyone has this wobble where there's big life events and you just... It changes everything. It sort of changes the whole context of your life. And I think my boy starting secondary school has been had a bigger impact. I'm like a demon, man. I'm like a demon. And my boy starting, you know, going out into secondary school. And like, you remember secondary school. It's not all sunshine and rainbows and... after school on the back of a unicorn type situation. It's kind of like it's another stage, and it's not easy. And I'm kind of like, I'm not, you come near my, you look at my boy sideways. You know that meme where people are like, JP's got something to show you and you're going to be nice about it and you're going to be excited about it. That's the way I want to go to school with my boy every day. It's like, now this is Matthew and he's my eldest boy and he's my angel. He's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And if you're mean to him, I'm going to take you down. You hear me?
When you go into secondary school, or when you've got a kid going into secondary school, don't you just remember how you were going into secondary school? I remember being around that age, sort of 12-ish, 11, 12, 13, and having a very vivid memory of just not wanting to be older. Not wanting to grow up. So I vividly remember that. Now, I'll also admit, I was very lucky in school. My school days were fine. I didn't love school, but I didn't get bullied and there was nothing like that going on. So my school days were fairly smooth for me, but I do know it was not smooth for other people. I think if I was a parent, oh my God.
Well, you see, the thing is, it's not just about bullying, and it's very easy because I was picked on in school, and it's, so of course that's going to be a big thing for me, but it's not actually just about bullying, which is the worst case scenario. It's everything else. It's growing up, it's getting older, it's meeting new people, it's all of the other things. It is now, it's the definite line in, all of that is over, and all the other stuff is happening now, and it's just... It puts parents in wobbles. It just is. So, like, I'm like a bitch for the next month, and you're just going to have to deal with it, JP.
For the next month, okay. And then your child is moving into secondary school. When?
He started in secondary
school. No, your other's child.
Oh, the other one.
Have I got a year or two?
You got 2 years. You got two years.
Grace. Perfect.
Yeah. I think when that's another thing. I'm sure the mums and dads listening will be able to identify as well. When the baby goes in, that's the end of it. Just forget it. I'm going to have to take that month off. Or you are one or the other. But a thing happened today. Like I said, I cycled in, okay? And so he started on Friday morning. And he has always gone to school, cycled to school with his baby brother. And on Friday, he went off out to school on Friday, first day at secondary school, off on his bike. And in order to get out of our house, you need to, you know, to get the bike out, to go out onto the road. Yeah, you have to go out the shed door. That's one door, okay. Then there's the back gate to our back gate of our house, out onto the laneway, and then out of the laneway, then there's another gate out onto the street. So it's three locked gates, you know, to get out the shed. The back gate and then the side gate.
Bloody Fort Knox around your place.
You know, we're very security conscious. You know, we've got the security cameras. We've got a couple of guards. We've got the dogs.
Snipers. There's a sniper tower.
We've got the dogs. We've got drones. You know, we've got guys in drones just flying overhead. Anyway, he used to go out through three gates to cycle to school. And on Friday, I was going out to put in the bin or take the bin in, whatever. And every bloody gate, when he was gone to school, every gate, like the shed door was open, the back door was open.
Oh, Matthew.
And the side gate was open. And I was like this, and by the way, you know me, I am a giver-outer. I'm like, this bloody gate, that's my reef, like everything. If stuff's not put in the dishwasher, stuff's not put away, clothes on the floor, I'm the parent in our house, which is like, who left this here? And I'm the same with the gates, which is like, this bloody gate's left open all the time. So anyway, I was given, I was gone to school, every gate, a shed, back gate, side gate, all left open, okay? And forgot to, you know, I went on about my business, forgot all about it, he came home from school, whatever. And then yesterday, to come in here, I cycled in, okay? And I went out to get my bike. Shed door wide open, back door wide open, side gate wide open. And again, this bloody,
you, come
bloody
on.
Gate, this is ridiculous. Again, thought nothing out, you know, came in here, did the show, blah, blah, blah. Forgot all about it, never said anything to him. I remember thinking, I need to give out to those kids, or it's Mrs. Foley, whoever it is leaving these bloody gates open.
Somebody's getting it, yeah.
This is ridiculous. And as I was leaving to this afternoon to come in, went out the back door, went to the shed, bloody shed door wide open, and then back gate out. I was bloody, this gate left unlocked as well. I'm going to have to say something now. Out then, down the laneway, out the side gate, bloody side gate left wide open. What's going on here? And it's only as I was locking in a temper, locking the back gate, that I thought to myself, he's never had to close the back gate behind him because he's always had his brother to do that for him.
Oh, yeah.
His little brother, Andrew, their system was always he go out first and Andrew would always be behind him to pull up behind him. And for the last 3 days, Andrew's not been there. Andrew's going at a different time. Andrew hasn't started yet, so he's still at home in bed, the lazy sod. And I just thought, that's it.
The kid's going alone, yeah.
He's on his own now.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I need to give him a... I just need to...
A rollicking.
Come here, this bloody gate.
These gates.
They're going to have... Seriously. I mean, you might as well put a sign up and ask a burglar to come in. Is it only Tuesday?
It's only Tuesday, guys.
Jakers, it feels like 2026 already. It's absolutely... There we go, the Irish Times. This is... A gas giant.
That's you.
I've been described as a gas giant.
6'2".
This is actually, I quote from the Irish Times, an exceptionally beautiful gas giant.
Well,
I read that phrase and I thought, you know what?
It's me obituary.
I've died and gone to heaven. A gas giant. An exceptionally beautiful gas giant. This new exceptionally beautiful planet has been discovered by Irish astronomers. Lads, we're after finding a new planet. This is the thing, you see. You're thinking to yourself, you're patting your pockets, you're like, what did I do with that feckin' planet? I was sitting on the couch. It's after falling down the side of the couch between the two cushions with the remote control.
Did you put an AirTag on it?
I tell you, do you know what?
I know, it's the one thing I didn't. It's on the suitcase and the phone.
If you go on the iPhone and go to the Find My app, right?
Find My Planet.
And type in exceptionally beautiful gas giant. It should show up. Of course, that's ridiculous. It's a stupid concept. Because you need talented and incredibly smart astronomers, specifically Irish astronomers, to do the number crunching for you. Let me call my space guy.
Oh, you've got one.
Let me call my massive gas planet. exceptionally beautiful gas planet, guy.
Please hold. Please hold, JP.
Yeah.
I'll try Chloe over on line one there. It's ringing.
That's a Munich ringtone, I think.
Chloe has actually been speaking to experts with regards to the... Hello?
Hello,
Chloe.
Hiya.
Hi, it's Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on the new planet.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? How are Mammy and Planet?
Mam's delighted, I think.
Mammy and Planet doing well is the response. Chloe, you're based in Galway, is that right?
Yeah, the University of Galway.
Right. How long have you been there?
I've been there since the start of my undergrad, and I'm getting towards the end of the first year of my PhD now, so about 5 years, going on 6 years.
Oh, wow. Are you from Galway yourself? Is that your home place?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, so only over the road. And is this something you always wanted to do?
Funnily enough, actually, no.
Really, why?
I wanted to be an artist the majority of my life, and then I kind of just fell into physics, and I'm really enjoying it.
Wow, it's a good thing that you are. And you know what? In a sense, you have created something beautiful, or you've brought something beautiful to all the rest of us, because this is described as an exceptionally beautiful planet. How did you find it?
It was actually found by another PhD student, Rochelle van Kappenbeen, at the University of Leiden, as part of a survey that they were doing, trying to detect planets that are like really far away from their host stars. And they had found a disk around a planet, and they had actually sent it to my PhD supervisor, and then he got me involved in all of this.
How much work is involved then in discerning, like, the definition of whatever it is between a planet and maybe something else, or even going, yeah, we'd know that that's definitely what that is?
It's actually quite difficult. It's pretty hard to detect planets in general, because they're so small and they're so far away. Mm. And, you know, in comparison to the star that they're orbiting around, the star is really, really bright and really, really large. So it's like you're trying to look at something tiny in comparison to something really big and bright. So a lot of work is involved trying to discern the signals. Trying to think of how to explain this in a simple way.
For stupid people.
Yeah. You're thinking, these people are dumb.
We get it all the time, Chloe, from everyone. Everyone. We're doing dog food next, Chloe. And even at that, everyone involved in that is going to be speaking to us like we're dumb. We get it all the time. But like you say, this is a planet that's going around a star. We can see the stars, but you can't necessarily see the planet.
Yeah, so we were actually quite lucky with this one. So the way we see the disk is we see it kind of face on and a little bit inclined. So it looks like a dartboard from the way we're observing it.
Right.
And I don't know if you've seen an image of this yet, but there's quite a big gap in this disk, and the planet's actually sitting in that gap. So we were really lucky with the orientation that we see this at, because we can actually see the planet sitting in the gap.
Right. And then you were able to determine its existence. What makes it exceptionally beautiful?
We've detected a couple thousand planets, actually, but not many through direct imaging. This is a kind of method that's a bit harder to use. So we were able to directly detect this planet through direct imaging, and it's actually the first one that we've detected in a system with multiple rings. So disks tend to have kind of different shapes, different sizes, all different things going on, and this is the first time we've found one with in a system with a lot of rings.
Do you have any theory? If it's a gas giant, it's mostly gas. The clue is in the name there for the stupid amongst us. That it's mostly gas. Then it's not necessarily. There's not necessarily anything on it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called? It's got a sort of. It's kind of a code name, is it?
Yeah. So it's WISPET 2B, and the WISPET comes from the survey that.
The chocolate.
This planet.
The Cadbury's chocolate. The two lads sitting across the desk from each other.
Yeah.
Smith and Jones. No. It's WISPET.
Yeah.
WISPET 2B. Come on, Chloe. Yeah. You got to go with something more Irish than that. What's your own surname?
Lawler.
The Chloe Lawler.
Like it.
Gas giant. No offence. But you weren't tempted anyway to throw your own name into it.
No, I don't think I can.
No, it's not allowed. I suppose when there's a whole community, there's a process, is there?
Yeah, there is generally like a sort of naming system, because, you know, when you're discovering so many different things, you can't just be calling them whatever you want. So usually when we discover planets, we would call them after the star's name and then just lowercase b. And then if we find another planet, then it'd be C and D and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. What's the reaction been like, I suppose, in your faculty or in your college in Galway? Has it been like, this is fantastic, this is great for us?
I'm not sure about Galway. I'm actually in Munich at the moment. I was actually giving a presentation earlier today on this discovery at the ESO headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah, so to a bit of a more expert audience. And they were all...
No, they don't think too about it as well, but they're just more into pints and having the crack in Galway. And I'm sure they're not back yet in Galway either, are they? They're back in, I guess, for semesters for another month or two.
Yeah, I think starting the next 2 weeks or so.
Back into Galway. Listen, Chloe, enjoy your time in Munich. Huge congratulations. Thanks so much for taking the call. It's a gorgeous, it's an exceptionally beautiful planet. Fair play.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Ray Foley on Today FM. I'm so proud. It's like it's my own. I'm jumping on another bandwagon here, JP. I was thinking for the next one, though, we might go Morrow or...
Starbar works.
Oh, my God.
So obvious, guys.
Chloe, drop the ball on that one. All right, stay on Today FM. We did mention pet food. Your chance to win in a couple of minutes. All in association with our friends at Tierlawn Pet Food.
Ray Foley on Today FM.